Why ISKCON devotees only chant Hare Krishna and not other mantras? First of all, the Hare Krishna is not just a mantra but a Mahamantra. The difference between the two is that the Mahamantra contains only the holy names of the Lord, whereas a mantra also contains words like Om, Namah, Swaha. And since the name of the Lord is not different from the Lord, the Mahamantra includes all other mantras as well. Another important difference is that Mahamantra does not require any special qualifications for chanting with regards to time, place and circumstances, whereas a mantra does demand qualification. That is why it is called Mahamantra, because of its great benevolence. Now in every yuga, the recommended method to worship the Lord is different, and at the same time different mantras have been recommended in the respective yugas. It is mentioned that in Kali Yuga, the Lord can only be attained through congregational chanting of His holy names. So the question is, which mantra to be chanted, since there are so many mantras already existing? The answer is that although there might be many different medicines producing the same effect, but the doctor especially recommends one and that which is the best. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, specifically the chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is prescribed by the Kali Santara Upanishad and many other scriptures. Not only that, but even when Lord Chaitanya, who is not different from Lord Krishna, himself adventured 500 years ago, he chanted this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and asked everyone to chant this Mahamantra. Does it make sense to take all the medicines together that can give the same effect? Obviously not, because it gives the impression that we don't have faith in the doctor as well as any one medicine. And it might result in the reverse effect. Instead of curing, it can aggravate our pain. Another extremely important consideration is that it is mentioned in the Padma Purana that any mantra which people chant must be received by our guru in a parampara to have effect. Otherwise, that mantra yields no effect. That is why devotees chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, especially in Kali Yuga, because of these reasons. First, it is recommended in many scriptures. Second, Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than the Supreme Lord Krishna, also asked everyone to chant this Mahamantra. And third, it is passed down in disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya to the present age. That is why it is the most potent and effective than any other mantras. Now someone can ask a question that it is alright to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as a principal mantra, but why not chant other mantras too? My question is, what is the need of chanting any other mantra when the Mahamantra already includes all the other mantras? Also, there is a difference in chanting the names of Krishna and other demigods. The Padma Purana mentions that it is an offense to the holy name to consider the names of Shiva, Brahma and other demigods equal to Krishna or Vishnu. Therefore, the effect of different mantras will also be different, and it can also produce the reverse effect as discussed earlier. Generally, people prefer to chant other mantras due to two main reasons: lack of faith and for a change. If there is lack of faith, then they have to associate with devotees who have strong faith in the Mahamantra and gradually develop faith. Otherwise, any mantra they chant, if there is lack of faith, it will result in making the mantra ineffective. And if people want change, then it means they get bored by chanting the Mahamantra. However, the concept of change applies only in the material world, because when we repeatedly do the same things, we get bored soon and would like to try something else. But the Mahamantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is not a material sound but a transcendental spiritual sound vibration descending from the spiritual world. So people can get bored only if they commit offenses to the holy name. Otherwise, the more one chants the holy name, the more bliss one experiences. And due to the dynamic nature of the spiritual sound, one is never satiated but rather hankers to chant more and more. That is why chanting is both the means and the ends of attaining the Lord. When one attains the Lord, one keeps chanting forever and never stops it. Generally, the meaning of mantra is that which delivers the mind, but the mantra also has another meaning. Since mantra represents the sound incarnation of the Lord or of different demigods, depending on the conception of the chanter, the mantra reveals that aspect of the absolute truth. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a yugal mantra, which means the worship of Radha and Krishna, and it reveals the highest aspect of the absolute truth. So to demonstrate our complete faith in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and to also instruct others so they may develop that strong faith, we always chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thank you.